It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In one Wisconsin city, poetry is everywhere.
For more than a decade, Appleton has hosted a sidewalk poetry program where community members can submit their short-form poems for consideration to be stamped into the sidewalk concrete. A new round of sidewalk poems was announced this spring.
And last year, the mayor of Appleton announced the city's first poet laureate.
Peter Katarba is an adult services and engagement librarian at the Appleton Public Library. And Catherine Kofel is author of 7 books of poetry and the city of Appleton's first ever poet laureate. Catherine, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
And Peter, thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, we've got about a decade of this sidewalk poetry program, Peter, in Appleton. Can you paint us a picture? What does this program look like today?
Yeah, the sidewalk poetry program in Appleton began in 2014. It was started by the Public Works Department. It was inspired by the project in St. Paul, Minnesota. Since then, in 2023, the Appleton Public Library took over the submission and selection process for the project. The rundown of the project is it's open to all Appleton residents to submit, as well as Appleton area school district students. And we have a 1-month period where folks can submit their poems. We have some guidelines as to how many lines and characters each poem can have because it has to fit on a sidewalk. After that submission period, we have a team of poetry enthusiasts and poetry experts who narrow our pool down to about 10 or 15 poems. And then from that 10 or 15 poems, we have a community input period. Community members are welcome to read each of the poems and then tell us what their favorite was and why. And then we select 5, and those 5 are stamped throughout the city.
This has been going for a while, Peter, and I was looking at the map of the sidewalk poetry. If I walk around Appleton, I'm going to run across these things. It looks like there's quite a bit of poetry on the sidewalks now.
Yes, you will absolutely stumble upon a poem.
Catherine, as a poet and now the city's first poet laureate, what does it mean for you to have poetry literally as part of the scenery, the landscape of the city?
It's so wonderful. It really is. I had heard about and seen the St. Paul Sidewalk Project and just thought it was amazing. So I was thrilled to hear that our state implemented it. I just think, much like what we're doing with the Poet Laureate position, it's really bringing arts out to our community in creative ways. You know, poetry is not necessarily something that people are typically going to seek out other than ceremonial purposes. So the Sidewalk Poetry Project and this role as Poet Laureate are really about bringing it a little bit more front and center to the community in really unique ways.
Yeah, because it's easy, Catherine, to think of poetry as high art, right, that we leave
yes.
to the poets. And you mentioned it could mm-hmm. be ceremonial almost. But it's something that any of us could do literally at any time, even if, you know, the poetry I write might not be very good. Can you talk about that idea of not leaving poetry just to the poets and sharing with the world?
Yeah, absolutely. That's really been my personal mantra when it comes to poetry. My poetry is, I hope, very accessible on a first read. You can read deeper and get into some additional meanings. But I was raised on the poetry of dead white guys, and it was complex and, hard to understand. And I was told in high school what the meaning had to be, even if that's not what I got out of it. And I wasn't a fan of poetry either. It wasn't until my junior year in college when somebody introduced me to some amazing modern poets that I completely changed my tune. And I think, you know, poetry is such a strong connector. It really helps people express emotions or articulate emotions that are otherwise difficult to express, whether you're happy or sad or angry. It's just a really great way to reach across all sorts of communities in a really creative way.
I want to give a listen. You've provided audio of some of the poets of this year's contest reading their own poetry. Here's Margie Fent with one of this year's winning poems.
So much depends upon your own two hands, whether they be fisted tightly or simply open.
Peter, you talked us through the process of, presenting the poetry and the review it goes through. Obviously, it's got to be fairly short as that poem was. Can you talk about how the committee that goes over this and the community input weighs which poems make the cut this year?
The submission process is anonymous, I should share. So our poetry committee, our selection committee, doesn't know who wrote the poems, which is really excellent. We consider what is already on the sidewalk. We hope to have diverse voices and experiences. We also hope to have engaging poetry, I suppose. It offers an opportunity for people to think, to pause, and to perhaps see the world a little differently.
Catherine, you've also contributed a sidewalk poem called mm-hmm. Stranger. Would you read that for us?
I'd be delighted. Stranger. I want to take your hand on this spring day to warm you, sit beside you, give you my dreams. But I walk by, leave you alone on a bench with the red buds and the bare trees and this gray path curling away.
Thanks for that reading, Catherine. And that struck me and some of the other poems I've seen that have ended up on Appleton sidewalks. Some people embrace the theme. This is going on a sidewalk and kind of using that to set the scene of the poetry. Was that what you did with this poem, or did you just happen to have something that fit the sidewalk well?
In this case, I happen to have something. And it's kind of humorous because I now am probably the loudest voice to residents to say, it doesn't have to be about sidewalks. It can be about anything you want. In fact, some of my favorite poems this year as part of our selection process had nothing to do with sidewalks or the weather. They were about people or animals. One of my favorite poems on the sidewalk now is about a lost mitten. My poem, I had the privilege of it being selected in the first year when this was still very new. So it sort of made sense to be about a sidewalk at that time. But now we're really hoping for much more diverse content.
We're talking about the vibrant poetry scene in Appleton. We have Peter Catarba with us from Appleton Public Library. They oversee the city's sidewalk poetry program, the library does, and Catherine Kofell, the city's first poet laureate. I want to listen to another poem, another winning entry. This is Paulina Vera, the youngest of this year's winners.
Concrete trails where moments meet, every step bittersweet. Laughter echoes, tears may fall, sidewalks hold a piece of awe.
Catherine, I often think there's a lot of kinds of art that we do as kids, maybe at school, poetry among them, that we forget about or lose the courage to do as we grow up. What are your mm-hmm. thoughts on keeping people like Paulina, who we just heard there, keep them engaged with things like poetry?
I think that's so important. I think creativity in general, I think, in difficult times or when, we're struggling financially, art seems to be the thing that we give up. But to me, it becomes even more important. I mean, art has done so much for my personal mental health and just, again, building connections and literacy. There's just so many really good things about it. And I think there is something that happens to us. And I don't know how it happens or why, where we start being afraid of what people think. And it's keeping that youthfulness inside us that I think poetry has the ability to help you do.
Peter, Catherine mentioned the benefits to our own individual well-being of doing poetry, doing art. What do you see as the value of public art like this, like the sidewalk poetry, for the health and well-being of the Appleton community?
Having poetry on the sidewalks and having a poet laureate in our community offers an opportunity to nurture our cultural understanding. And it also gives us chances to enrich our community's shared narratives. As we hear what's in the minds of others and as we read poetry with one another, we open up opportunities for understanding.
Catherine, what does it mean to you to be Appleton's first poet laureate? What do you see as that role for you?
It's hard to articulate. I joke that somebody who uses words as a passion is speechless whenever people ask me that question. I've always been passionate about poetry, and I've been very involved in arts advocacy throughout my life, but I almost always was like the person behind the curtain. So for me to be in this more front-facing role was a little scary, but also just an incredible honor. I love this community. Appleton is just, it's been my home for many, many years. And I take my role very, very seriously, but in the best of ways. It's really a privilege to be advocating for the arts and poetry, especially to residents and others nearby.
Well, along those lines, Catherine, I understand you've got another poem ready to read for us, a love story about Appleton.
Yes, yes. One of the things I need to do as Poet Laureate is to write a couple of original poems at the request of the city. And so this was one of the, they didn't request I write a love story. It just kind of turned out that way. It's called Appleton, A Love Story. I had a crush on you first through a boy I had a crush on in college. Both elusive, mysterious, strung me along with free beer and death metal Dylan, with stories about the Viking and Valley Fair Mall. He didn't love me back enough, but Appleton hung on like a ripcord, a tether, a kite that caught the wind but flew away, until three bad jobs in three lesser cities later, I caught the tail and reeled you in. Appleton. City of four homes and two husbands, only one until death do us part. City of my only son who awes like the first hearthstone bulb. City of my first poetic break and a thousand lyric mistakes. City of symphony and sidewalk poems. City of occasional cracks. Sundown and suicide watch, the society of John Birch. City of a pollen and a coca and Christmas at Cleo's. Fox this and fox that, and fox this and fox that. Of Alicia and Pierce and Lutz and the Locks, of Ho-Chunk and Menominee, of Magic, of Marathon, of Mills and Gulls. Oh, Farmer's Market, oh, Paradise Club, oh, City of Delights and Despairs, of my grief and my livelihood. Certainly not my first crush, but possibly my last. City of Heartache and my heart.
Thank you so much for reading that, Catherine. Well, Peter, Catherine's poem makes me think of the idea of placemaking, they call it sometimes, these creative ways that communities tell their own stories to themselves and to others. How do you see this fitting into Appleton as a place, as an identity?
Yeah, that's a great phrase, placemaking. There are so many landmarks mentioned in that poem, so many concepts throughout the city. I love fox this, fox that. There are so many things that really connect with anyone who has spent really any amount of time in Appleton. It's a wonderful way to connect us culturally.
I want to end by asking each of you, you know, we're being listened to by people all over the state. And people might be thinking, I wish we had something, maybe not exactly the poetry sidewalk project, but something, some kind of public art thing that tells our story. How would you recommend they get started? Peter, let's start with you.
Artistic movements start with people. Our Poet Laureate's position is certainly an example of that. And we have a Poet Laureate in Appleton because a group of poets advocated for it. They contacted the mayor's office and contacted them again and continued talking about it with one another and pushing for it. So my advice to start any sort of project like sidewalk poetry would be to talk with your neighbors about it and then talk with your council members, your mayor, any sort of city leadership you have.
And Catherine, you want to send a message to your kindred spirit poets around the state to get involved in public art?
Well, absolutely. And I'm actually a member of an organization called the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets. And we have an amazing network of poets from throughout the state. So I would encourage people to look for that organization. It's WFOP.org, or to just contact a poet in your community as a way to get started. We are a small grassroots organization doing all kinds of amazing poetry programming in our communities. And much like Peter said, we're not waiting for somebody else to bring it to us. We're doing everything we can to make poetry accessible and enjoyable for all.
We'll leave it there. Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Peter, thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you.
That was Peter Katarba from the Appleton Public Library and Catherine Kofel, who's currently serving as the city's first poet laureate. Been talking about the success of Appleton's Sidewalk Poetry Program and how poetry brings that community together.